You don't mind knocking on some doors? That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Dozens of volunteers cycled through a Central Ohio campaign office for Hillary Clinton. They dropped in, grabbed their clipboards, got their marching orders, then went back out into the community for one last round of canvassing.
The campaign's goal is to knock on every Democrat door in Franklin County twice before the polls close tomorrow night.
Sheldon Gleiser, a self-proclaimed lazy person, says he forced himself to get off the couch and stump for Clinton because he believes she'll make a good leader. But Gleiser says he's also motivated by his distaste for Donald Trump.
In that office, you can be not very bright, or you can be crazy, but you can't be both. And to come out here and do this, it's like, no, I don't like doing it. I don't like knocking on somebody's door and saying, but it's got to be done.
As Clinton's Ohio spokesperson Laura Zapata explains, it's all about reaching out and connecting to those who are still undecided.
Making sure that they know that their neighbors, who their neighbors are and why they're voting for Hillary Clinton, and sharing their personal story.
Volunteers say the top question they get is about Clinton's email server controversy. But they say they talk about how the investigations haven't resulted in any charges or indictments.
I'm Joe Ingles, following the Trump campaign in Ohio. Officials in Ohio said they wouldn't do a specific interview on last-minute get-out-the-vote efforts with Ohio Public Radio or allow a visit with canvassers or those working phone banks. But at a national teleconference, Dave Bossie, deputy campaign manager to the Donald Trump presidential campaign, said volunteers are enthusiastic.
Our organizers and volunteers are full of enthusiasm, and we're running at full speed towards the finish line.
Chris Young, the Republican National Committee's field director, says when it comes to Ohio, the ground game is stronger than ever.
Ohio is a state that's knocked right at 3 million doors this cycle in that state alone, which well surpasses anything that we had done for any previous Republican in a presidential year. The majority of our effort out there, obviously, at this point, is chasing each and every vote to make sure that we get those ballots in.
The campaign says it will be using key software and political strategies to help get its supporters to the polls. With Andy Chow, I'm Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.